Hello and welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Dan McKibben, one of the fellows that preaches at the Pine Top Church of Christ. We're glad that you've tuned in. And our goal is just like the title of the program, Searching the Scriptures. That's what we're going to do, is be searching the Scriptures and hopefully think about and ponder things that the Scriptures teaches us to make us better people, point us in the right direction, refrain us and to warn us about wrongdoing, and how we need to, of course, stay in the right path. And so we hope that you have that same mindset to search the Scriptures and open the Word of the Lord with us together. All right, we're going to be studying here the last part of James chapter 3, a contrast of wisdom is talked about. The wisdom from above and the wisdom that is from below. Let's just read the passage together and then we'll go back and kind of dissect and get involved and try to draw out great lessons for us to ponder about from God's Word. In verse 13, it says, "Who is wise and knowing among you? Let him show his works by his good conduct with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying, if you have bitter jealousy or envy, some translations say, and strife in your hearts, do not glory and lie against the truth. This wisdom is not coming from down, is not coming from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish," that is demonic. "For where envy and strife are, there is confusion in every foul deed. But the wisdom that is from above is first truly pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good works, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." All right, so we have a very sharp contrast of wisdom that is described. The wisdom that emanates from above, which is heavenly, which is what God would desire of us, would want of us in following this heavenly wisdom. And then we have the demonic wisdom that's earthly, that's sensual, and of this world. And we see that. We see that. I mean, you can see it in families. You can see it in society. You can see it in the church. This contrast of wisdom that is talked about here. And hopefully, we would be of the spirit and the mind and the disposition. We want to follow heavenly wisdom. We want to follow divine wisdom, and not the demonic earthly wisdom that just brings all kinds of trouble. All right, first off, let's talk about this wisdom that is from below, that is demonic, and that is devilish and earthly, and this carnality that is talked about. There in verse 14, he says, "If you have bitter jealousy or envy and strife in your hearts." All right, so here you'll see evidence of earthly wisdom. When you see hearts full of jealousy and envy, bitter, that is very strong and sharp. And that's sad to see that kind of disposition. You know, when good befalls somebody else and somebody has talent or blessings that come to us, we ought to be happy. We ought to rejoice. I mean, rejoice with those that do rejoice. Not to be jealous and envious over things like that. And, you know, because when we receive blessings, we have responsibilities. And so if somebody is well blessed, hopefully they will use that, what they have, and furthering the kingdom of God, and use it in a good way. No need to be envious and jealous over things like that. Let's be happy for what we have. We receive blessings from God. Let us be rejoicing and happy for the good things that come our way, and not be full of jealousy and envy, strife, and that so often the strife and trouble and creating problems is because of the jealousy and envy that's in our hearts. Do not glory and lie against the truth. I mean, won't we just admit when we're jealous, when we're envious, and take self-inventory? That's really kind of the root of lots of problems that happen. In the workplace or in society or in families, sometimes even among brothers in the church, brothers and sisters in the church, and it ought not to be. No, we should just be happy and be thankful for the good blessings that God showers upon us. Have an attitude of gratitude. James says, this wisdom is not coming down from above. Don't emanate from God. And don't pretend like it does come from God. It's not. It's earthly. It's sensual. It's devilish. And it's just really of the flesh. People who follow the flesh and the impulse of the flesh. We're to walk in the Spirit, not walk after the flesh. And envy and strife and you know, being deceptive and creating uproar and drama and division and all that kind of that spirit and the whole attitude that's of the devil. That's of this world. That's people who are following after the flesh. Not people trying to follow after the Spirit. And just make no mistakes about it. I mean, we may pretend, but well, it's just we're just being hypocritical and we're lying against the truth and we're deceiving ourselves. And that's a problem with these kinds of dispositions. But for the rest of the time, I want to talk about this wisdom from above. It's lovely, it's good, it's beneficial, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to those who partake of this wisdom, who apply this wisdom, who are seeking to follow the wisdom from above. It's a blessing to others and trying to be an influence for good. And I hope that we would just dwell upon these things that are talked about, the wisdom that is from above, of somebody that really is wise and is knowing and who shows about his good conduct with meekness of wisdom. Well, when you partake of the wisdom from above, first off, he says it's truly pure. It emanates from God. It's pure as wind-driven snow. It's pure as the skin of a little baby that's so pure and soft and etc. Well, that's this wisdom that comes from above. It's pure, like a fountain of water that's clean and pure and doesn't have impurities that we see in other waters. He says, then it's peaceable. That is, it wants to get along with people. It wants to have peace. It doesn't want everything in an uproar all the time. I mean, when somebody's trying to create an uproar, well, and create troubles and stir up things, well, that's not the wisdom from above. That's the wisdom from below. Oh, want to get along. It's gentle. It's kind. It's going to try to be kind and try to be gentle with people, not to be rough and mean. That doesn't say that we shouldn't speak out against wrongdoing, because we have teachings that talk about that we're trying to help people, and when wrong is wrong, we need to try to speak against it, to reprove and rebuke. I mean, we have those exhortations, but you always want to try to be kind, to be helpful, not to destroy, not to harm. And then he says, easy to be entreated. That is, it's something that, it's something that you can talk to them, reasonable. I mean, sometimes people are just totally unreasonable. And they make up their mind before they really think it through, and once somebody gets that attitude and get kind of lifted up in pride and begin to be abrasive against any kind of discussion, well, it's going to be hard to help somebody like that. Reasonable. I mean, you may be confident that you're standing in truth and somebody will present some different thoughts. Okay, be happy to listen to it. And if it's good advice, okay, if it's not good advice, then okay, you gently deal with it and show the problem with what's being offered. That's being reasonable. I mean, truth has nothing to fear from an open investigation. And I may be confident in some particular position or teaching, and then somebody challenged that. Well, I don't need to be all haughty and high-minded and, well, I'm, I've already searched this out, and I'm not even going to listen to you. Well, no. Okay. Let's see what you have to say. Let's look at it. Let's examine it. Let's search the scriptures. I mean, that's reasonable. Nothing wrong with that. Don't have to fear. If for chance that you did miss it somewhere, okay. That's what a reasonable person does. Always happy to examine and to look and to discuss whatever issue that might be. Full of mercy and good fruits. Yeah, mercy. Compassionate. Always great qualities. Good fruits. Always trying to do the good things. And the things that are fruitful and beneficial to promote good and promote truth and encourage people to do the right things. And to try to be like Jesus. Try to be one who goes about doing good. That's the disposition of one who is imbibed with wisdom on high. He says, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Partiality and respect of persons, that's not good. I mean, God is not a respecter of persons. You know, truth is truth. And, you know, if somebody's a friend or a co-laborer or a companion, I mean, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. I mean, you can't try to make double standards. Well, now, if this person that I don't like, well, you know, I'm going to be real harsh, but then a friend does the same thing, well, you know, I'm going to cut them slack and show partiality. No. You need to be consistent and to stand for truth and stand for what's right and do the right thing and to be merciful and kind and try to be reasonable with all. You know, don't need partiality. Just treat everybody fairly. And don't need any hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, just pretending to be something that we're not. And that's hypocrisy. It's kind of an interesting term, the word hypocrite. It's the stage actor. I mean, you see somebody in theater or in movies, they're pretending to be a doctor. They're not really a doctor, but they're just pretending to be. And we can be that in religion. We can pretend to be religious. We can pretend to be a servant of God. But, well, we're not, because we're not following God. That's being hypocritical. And we don't need that and shouldn't want that if we're imbibing from the wisdom that is from above. And so he goes on to say, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, Jesus says. That's our goal. We want peace. Now, that doesn't mean peace at any price, that we're going to sacrifice truth and righteousness and follow error and concede and endorse error. We can't do that. We don't want that. We want to stand on truth and righteousness, because that's where really harmony comes in, is we find harmony in the truth of God. That's the only way you could ever have peace, is that I'm going to set aside my opinions, my think-sos, and if you have that same disposition, that the Lord might be exalted, that His standard of right and wrong is the standard we go by, okay, you can have peace. You can have tranquility. But it's only found in the pursuit of truth that emanates from God. And that's what we strive for. That's what we're seeking. And we're trying to make peace. We want to be peace with God. We want to be peace with one with another. And that's the disposition of those who imbibe with the wisdom from on high. They're going to try to live with good conduct. They're going to try to live this teaching that comes from God. And there's going to be this meekness, this power under control in following this divine wisdom and avoiding the things that create division and strife and trouble and arrogancy and partiality and hypocrisy and double standards. No. We just want to follow truth and righteousness. That's the wisdom that's from above. Well, we're delighted that you've been able to tune in with us as we study the scriptures, search the scriptures. Hope that you'll be able to tune in again the next time as we open the scriptures, searching the Word of God. Until that time, we bid you farewell.